This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go!
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time once again for Great Mate Debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
What do we have, Hack?
A lovely couple today, Paul and Trish, and they just got, Paul just got a very big surprise.
Surprise!
Woo!
Was it a party?
Hope it was good.
Does he go first?
Yeah.
Paul?
Yeah.
Surprise! What's going on?
Well, here's the deal, guys. My wife and I, Trish, we've recently been married, and we don't have any kids yet, but... The big surprise that I got recently was that I recently moved to Colorado, and I heard from an ex from when I used to live in New Mexico, and she reached out telling me, surprise, you have an 8-year-old son.
What?
What am I supposed to do with that? I mean, you wait eight years to tell me this. Thank God Trish is very supportive of this. She thinks I should be involved in this child's life. And I think I should help out financially. That's half my DNA and all that. But I just...
Have you made sure this is legit? I don't want to sound awful, but...
Yeah.
No, it's sus to come up 8 years
eight
later.
8 years later? Yeah.
Right. That was my initial thought of just like, this seems like way too, like you could have brought this up when he was first born and you're waiting 8 years. It did seem a little suspect. And it's like she claims that she has DNA proven. I've seen pictures of him. He does look a lot like me.
Holy. So, I mean, the timing checks out, Lo. I mean, to Erica's point, I don't want anybody to call in and go there. Like, you believe this is your child.
I do. He looks like me, and like I said, thankfully Trish is very supportive about this. She's not upset. I mean, this is a previous relationship before we even got together. But like I said, at first it felt like the timing was now you want financial help, or now you want this, or want that. Why didn't you contact me earlier? But I just feel cheated. Like, I wasn't there to help pick the name or for his first steps or. To be in his life until now, and it's just, I don't think it's fair that I wasn't told about him sooner. I mean, I'm expected to just drop everything in my current life and like go back and forth to Colorado and New Mexico, and it's just this is like a lot right now, and I feel like I was cheated.
Yeah. Let's get Trish in here because I don't want to leave her waiting. Trish.
Hi.
What?
Yay.
What's your side of it? Like, you sound like, if what he's saying is true, you're a saint.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you want to happen now?
Oh, I understand it's complicated, and I understand everything that Paul has mentioned. He, at the end of the day, whether it's 8 years or not, he has a son and he's out there. And Paul's a fantastic man and would make a great example of a father. And I'm thinking about the kid and, yeah, and that it could be a disservice for this little one not to know his father, you know. And
so you want Paul in this kid's life?
I think to a degree it would be great. I'm okay with it, really. Denver and New Mexico are really not that far. You know, it doesn't have to be a consistent thing. Like, that's something we could maybe explore.
Are you saying this kid lives with you sometimes? Like,
yeah, I mean, what would your involvement be?
I'm kind of open. I mean, we don't have kids yet, you know, okay. So like he said, but listen, if Paul is great and this is his son and his son has half those genes, I wouldn't mind meeting him, you know. We could figure it out. We could figure it out.
And Paul, you're
thinking about that kid.
I just need to be clear. And you just want to send money and never meet this child.
I mean, I don't know. It feels like I might as well have been donating sperm at a sperm bank at this point. It's like you wait 8 years now and I had no input at all. Like I said, I'm happy to help out financially, but to go back and forth between Denver and New Mexico, it's also not great timing as well. Thank you for being accommodating, Trish, but it feels wrong to me.
It's very, I don't know what the word is, cruel. It's not cruel to say that he could just be a sperm donor, but in a sense, that's all.
8 years is a long time, and like this kid now has a lot of memories without his dad. It feels super unfair from the mom.
Yeah.
I can't speak for the mom. I mean, we all have situations and reasons for why we do things or not do things. She could have maybe initially decided to have not bothered him at all. And for whatever reasons, she changed her mind. I mean, we got to explore that a little bit more.
Yeah, what do we think that is? Did she ask for money? Or is she just saying, hey, Paul, you have a son? That's it?
So far, that's what it is. And Paul is quick to assume that she needs money because it's coming out of the blue. If we need to, that's things that we need to figure out through the courts. I mean, we're fortunate enough, like, yeah, we've got a lot of things on our plate. I'm just saying I'm here for it if that's something he wants to explore. And she could turn around and make it difficult. You know, she hasn't done that yet. So we could potentially make this a lot easier.
How can she make it difficult when she hid this for 8 years?
Yeah. Like,
and then you just come in and go, I want 8 years and back child support. I don't think she can do that.
She can drag him through the courts if she wants.
Oh, good God.
To.
But hold on.
But I don't
from
think
the
she
kid's
will.
Per, like, yeah. perspective.
I mean, there's a having reason no my ex, Trish. She's not a bad person, but she's not you. You know what I'm saying?
But Paul, if this is your kid, 8 years of missing his life, okay, that's a lot. But forever is a lot more.
I know.
I mean, at this point, like, he's going to have questions as well. Why weren't you there?
But would you rather answer those questions at 8 or at 25 when he eventually comes back and says, where were you? You had the option.
I would tell him the truth. Your mother waited till you were 8 to tell me about you.
And you chose to not be involved.
That's not his kid. I'm not trying to be a jerk, but like it's the exact same amount, not his kid as if it was a sperm donor because he didn't know it existed. Mm-hmm. He got no input. He got no first steps, mm-hmm. no first words, no throwing the ball in the yard.
But
none
do
of
you
that.
Want
that's like in no way, shape or form.
First baseball game, high school graduation.
I don't understand. But
going to an 8-year-old, if a 25-year-old finds you, you might be able to have a frank conversation about it. Your mom never told me, and I have some things to say about your mother.
Sure.
An 8-year-old.
What are you going
to
do?
I don't think you should say that to him. Like, well, your mother actually hid. I mean, that's like a very hard thing to explain to a kid yeah. that young. So what? How would you even say that? And how would you dig out of the hole that this kid has all these emotions built up about where were you and who are you? Mm-hmm. And I don't know you. And you're not in my life. And now, oh, here I am.
This makes me
I didn't know you existed. Like, what am I supposed to
say? Yeah, I didn't even know.
I mean, so far there's 8 years of damage, and I think 25 years of damage is going to make him far worse off, you know? He still has a chance to make an impression, and Paul is a decent guy.
Yeah. Trish, thank you, for real? What, like, we're calling churches and trying to make you a saint. Like, right? That's ridiculous. Yeah, your attitude is...
You know, I'll be honest with you. I've grown up with a lot of friends of divorced parents or single moms, and especially the boys. They need a father figure, and they grew up really confused and in a lot of pain, and if this kid meets his dad now and maybe hates him, at least he knows he existed, you know?
Okay. Hang on right there, guys. We're going to get some people in. Obviously, this is so big. We're not doing the, you have to abide by the jury. Right. But we need advice. We need you to go.
What's a good way to handle an eight-year-old?
The only way to explain your absence is to throw her under the bus. If he does go into life, it's like, it's your mom's fault. But and it's like, you can't do that.
Here's the alternative. It's like, we're talking about this 25, if that's a number. Okay, so he comes at 25 and he's like, you knew about me since I was 8. That's the problem is now he knows.
Then you can say, hey, what was I supposed to do? Was I supposed to tell you the truth that your mom's a psychopath?
Or gently get there. Also, she's not a psychopath.
She hid a child from him for 8 years.
She probably thought he didn't want to be involved. And that was not her decision to make.
Nobody thinks this is money.
It's probably money, but it's still his kid.
Or what if she's sick?
Oh, gosh, Aaron.
Oh, for the love of God. Okay. We need help. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Who's right? Who's wrong? The Slacker Show's Grade Mate Debate on Alice.
303-222-5423.
We're in the middle of a Grade Mate Debate between Paul and Trish. Paul just found out he's got an 8-year-old son. Had literally
no idea until
nothing.
Now. Right.
No contact at all. Not sure what his ex wants with that information, but Trisha's like, oh, well, we got to have him in our life. You got to be a dad. And Paul's like, I owe him money and that's all.
He's saying I want to support financially and that's it because he wasn't there and he didn't have the choice to be there.
I know what the right thing to say is. It's like the right thing to say is, of course, he should be in the kid's life. But how many people would really, it's really unfair what happened to him.
For sure. I think we can all agree on that.
It's unfair, but what is more unfair? Continuing to stay out of it or putting
the truth is it's not the kid's fault.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of text saying that.
Paul, Trish, we appreciate you hanging on. We'll take some jury members here, and you can feel free to jump in or not. Carly?
Yeah.
Whose side are you on?
I am on her side. I have an 8-year-old and a 4-year-old, both boys, and they are kind of have an in-and-out relationship with their father. I definitely think that he needs to at least make an effort, and he needs to do so without throwing her under the bus, because that's the only lifeline they have.
So, I know.
How do you do that, though? Do you just say, like, yep, sorry, wasn't there?
Yeah, I think you say, hey, I didn't know you existed, but I want you to know the second that I found out, you were so important to me that I had to reach out. I had to get to know you. I had to at least try to be a part of your life.
Paul, does that seem like something you could say or get behind?
I mean, it's not that I don't care about him, but it's like toting up all these feelings. I don't know you. I mean, I can say that to him. I don't want to lie to him. Like I said, it's not that I don't care about you, but I feel like that'd be a lie. I mean, he's like, oh, I was just on the next flight out there to see you. But I guess he wouldn't know. But like I said, I don't like the idea of lying to him, but I know that's the right thing to do, quote unquote, but it's tough.
Is so hard because you didn't do anything wrong, and really the only way to make this right without screwing the kid up is for you to lie and make, like, you got to go, my bad, kind of. Because you don't want to say your mom's, your mom hit you.
Is that something you could say when he's 25?
Is, hey, by the way, your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for now, he goes into his life, he has to go, my bad.
Yeah.
That's so unfair.
There's a text suggesting that this kid goes to like a therapist or a counselor right before he's going to meet his dad, and they can help him prepare.
Mm.
And I do think that there's a therapist who can go, here's how to word what's about to happen. Right? Like, let me tell you guys how to word what happened.
Jenny?
Yes.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. He definitely needs to listen to his wife 100% on this. There's a couple of things that really factor in. No matter what, yes, she could go after him for 8 years back child support. That's in any state you're in.
I know, it feels unfair.
That's so not fair.
Even if you didn't know.
Life isn't fair. That's what my parents used to say.
That's what it is. Yeah, so take that off the table altogether. The conversation as to why he's just now in his life at 8 years, let's hope that the mom is a very decent human and has already had that conversation. Because you have to think, this got brought up probably by the son. Where's my dad? Kind of thing. And then that started to weigh on her. You know what I mean? Every boy needs a father, needs an excellent human as a father, as a role model. Whether that starts out as a couple days and then works into summer times when he's out of school or whatever works out, he must be there, because the regret that will come later on for not being there is too heavy. That's too heavy to take on.
But Jenny, can I just, I just want to throw a scenario at you. Paul and Trish have a couple kids of their own, and now they have this brother who's 8 years older. And what if in those 8 years she's made some mistakes and he's kind of a delinquent?
Okay.
We have to expose our kids to this.
So
there's different rules
with
when he's
my
in their
own
house.
Family. My brother was notified on a DNA on like an ancestry type thing. By the way, you have an 18-year-old. This happened 2 years ago.
Wow.
He took that child in as if she's been a part of us from day one. No question asked.
Wow.
That is your blood. That is your family. You don't let anybody else step in. It can be avoided. The other thing about the court system, though, is if you come to the courts, if it goes that far, and everybody's in agreement as to, you know, I don't want your back child support, and everybody agrees to that, judges will sign off on that with no problem at all. They love it when you can act like adults, not use children as pawns, and work stuff out. They don't want to be involved in your stuff. Yeah. Unfortunately, too many people can't put their self-centeredness aside for what's in the best interest of the child. What's in his best interest is to have his father in his life, period.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Jenny. There's so many calls we don't have time to get to, and I know there's a bunch of texts. Kathy was, you talked to her, Tiak, saying he didn't donate sperm.
He slept with somebody. And so there's a little more of a, I mean, I'm sorry, Trish, but there's a little more responsibility.
He was in a relationship, and it was a long time ago, and it happens, but like.
Yeah, so that you owe more.
But for all intents and purposes, from that moment forward, mm-hmm. it's like dropping a deposit because he got, just like in a donation, he got.
But he made the choice to clearly have.
Unprotected.
Yes.
And we had a lot of people say, well, the mom needs to explain her reasoning to the child of why she kept it. But like Jenny said, we got to assume that the mom is a decent human. She hid a kid for 8 years or from this guy. Like, yeah. I don't know that we can assume that.
Yeah.
It sounds
or that she'll
like
say the right thing either.
But it sounds like everybody thinks they should.
Yeah.
He's got to be in his life.
Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to abide by this. Obviously, it's a radio show. But like. I know
you seem like a good person. Trish seems
Your
like a good person.
Your wife is amazing. Yeah.
Like, it's you guys can do it. Not fair what's happened.
Yeah.
But that who's getting the brunt of the unfairness is this kid.
Yes. Thank you. I agree. And there were just some good points brought up with Paul. I think he'll regret it. I do. He's a great guy. And once he meets his son, I sometimes there's these bonds that happen that are unspeakable. Who's to say that he won't change his mind as well once he meets him. I think I won.
You did.
Trish is like, I did.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.